radio, anyways, it's excellent.
They might.
Yeah, love it. They were making a lot of radio news that little morning show. That was kind of show before, today. Right, they're on 570 stations. And it's, all new stuff. Next week, their day.
What is that?
Well, that's a 10-minute show at 7:30 in the morning for campaign work by the time. By the time, I hope you tune in.
Great.
They listen to us every day.
I didn't know you were there all the time. I knew you were thinking about it.
Every day, Mark Evans is doing it.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah. And some of us have taped segments for it. They had Connelly on the other day. They run parts of the truck you made to the circuits. Very good stuff. And pump them up when they talk about getting out of the boat and all that.
What I was going to say is what I so rated every word on TV. First, I think that what we have done to date in the way of these things, we're talking sometimes, I'm probably making this point, that it's particularly something you should make a sort of an asset out of. That, the first is a new technique, not the right technique, by which a candidate for president in these times should present his views to the nation in a sober way, without trying to take share on without having to accept the challenge. You can point out that while Senator McDonough doesn't have this problem, the president does. The president, except for one appearance in Kentucky, has had, and I'm cold as hell about it, has had to, and is hardly been able to finish a sentence without a final technical, you know what I mean? Not just technical, you know, the British type, but trying to shut down. That the rally is finished because of the lack of civility that's developed against people in authority. The rally is finished as a means for making that kind of sacrifice. What do you use then? Well, you can use an audience like a economic club or some asshole group like that. But the best thing to do is to go, we think, or you can use television. Television is enormously expensive and also can be interfere with the viewer's prime time situation, which you don't want to do too much of. But the best thing is radio. Radio reaches first a great number of people. It's a hell of a rally. Let's face it, the smallest audience we've had is 300. We've had as high as 6. And it allows radio even more than television. Television requires some degree of playing with a camera. Radio, as you go back to FDR, so often demonstrated, is the medium through which best suited to discuss a subject without emotion, without chair lines, very instructively, and so forth. You don't have to gussy it up. You don't have to do any of it in terms of the tone. Now, therefore, the radio address is fine. And so, including the number, Ray said that this made 10, but he was not including the Labor Day one. I would include the Labor Day one because it rounds out the cycle. See, we talked to the farmers, we should talk to labor. The only one we haven't talked to is business. I know that. Cover them another way. You can say now, because what we'll really end up is at 12. It turns out if we do what I have in mind is doing health on Friday now. And which Ray says is good. And then foreign policy or Sunday. I think Sunday is when I want that to ride, you know, or say how long it's the subject of greater interest. And then whatever goals we want to say for Monday, we will of course distribute it to the press in California at 9 o'clock in the morning. head down to it, you put your head here, call the speaker. Not playing chill. Oh, yeah, I got it. Oh, chill, you know what I mean? Getting into the hard, substantive issues and discussing them in a rational, responsible way. And that, I think it's something that you could take, not just one, but several people, you know, take 5 hours to check out something like that, but the others, too, you know, that we're interested in, somebody calling, somebody coming online, use the way that people are not, that it's a way to, because you remember before we did the, from operation of a piece, you might say, that I had noted, that he'd written a piece that all the present field should go out and enjoy the business. But you ought to make some major speeches and give them consideration of that. I thought the best way to make those speeches, rather than going out being trying to shock myself horse through a rally, or rather than intervening in television, where we were on television a lot anyway. I've been on television in ours now, and I just don't want to impose upon people television time. The best way to
good thing.
Yeah. But you can say, sure, that's what put me ahead.
Why?
And then you give them the 12. And I get them up on a little book.
Alright.
I say, here's 12 speeches. And I look at them, that's reminding them. Later.
And then telling it this way, and this will tie it just beautifully. People can say, where are we going in the second term? And I say, well, you just draw a line between the sixth grade goal state of the union and the president's 10 radio speeches, and then project that line right out through, and that'll tell you where you go.
Good.
And so they said, gee, I have president's speeches, maybe I better get on the read.
Right.
So I had that today, I had the next week guy out there.
Good.
And Hubbard said, I guess I'll have to go back and dig into those speeches. So right. He said,
get them all together. I would say, I've been praying. Get the ones that are really now, but get them in a form that is easy to read,
right?
And get them printed in little sort of booklet forms, right? Whether it's something, I don't know, I get to work with the PR people.
Okay.
When they are finished, incidentally, I would include them. And I suppose you ought to include television, too. The code is called
plus
some of the
competitive statements.
Well, the thing is, I think that the basis of, you know, the numbers have a meaning.
Right.
12 speeches.
Well, why don't we do about the television?
Don't just put the television on. Everybody covered it. Read them too. But whatever the number is, be sure it's not 13. Transparency. Now, coming to the goal thing, I don't know what you were planning to put in, but I would strongly feel that we ought to hit most of the gut issues. I mean, by the gut issues domestically, well, some of the positives are welfare effects, and we're not going to move forward on welfare. Some of the positive things, we said, my education, if you want the whole area of reform, the whole area of renewal, the whole area of restoration, so we can get a lot of that in. You see, if you start getting into to health, education, transportation, farmer, better, etc. I'm inclined to think you're going to get 10.
educated America, secure, prosperous America, and that gets jobs, work, dignity, dollar earned, a lot of dollars worth.
You get
the government spending,
inflation, welfare, come in there.
Fair taxes, which do not force the people to work most of their time in government. I'll get into that.
They want to continue to be spoiled.
He's
his wife, you know, was on television yesterday with Anna Richardson and Marnie Kleinfeld on the Today Show. They just murdered one of their workers. They just found her right on the ground. With her answers. You know, she was asking very nasty questions. And it was smart as hell. Because Kleinfeld is very bright. And she just, he just won off her every turn. And Sally was very simple. And she was very nervous. And her eyes were bigger than dinner. But she came out warm and sincere and convinced. And she said, well, I just heard some wonderful things. And we were 4 more years. And it just wasn't all around that. Finally, the Lord just gave up. She was good. But there's a couple. Well, first place, she did good. I mean, let's face it, he's got a position now. That he couldn't have had it any other way.
But we have to do continue to work with those lives. You know, it's still with us. But if they, you know, they still, they stand up through the balance. I mean, I don't care who they are. If I got there, they're going to be in here. They're going to be our house plants.
Well, everybody. We've got to make sure, because they're going to take a lot of gas.
Well, I would.
Oh, 30 times. Good. That's, you know, out of the future.
But I don't mean now.
That's right. I'm
going faster.
Well, anyway, that's...
Well, I think you've got the right thing. We digressed. I was thinking that, you know, maybe it's better just to keep on the positive. But I said, you can always say that a couple of times.
Well, we'll be able to work with like
such a...
yeah.
I mean, well, certainly on the crime thing, no permissive judges today. The era of permissiveness in the United States is finished. But we've made only a start. We've got to have to continue to apply. Now, if the judge is hard-nosed, and respect for the men that wear the uniform, they expect these people to volunteer our army, let's throw that in rather than those that deserve it. Now, it's going to be throwing it because what you're talking about in America, in peace, it's got to be. Be at peace if we're strong, because otherwise it would be a peace of surrender, not a peace of mind. Yeah. And we've got issues for I just think I'm in there too. Oh, is that now coming to the health thing? I don't want the health thing just to gas around about everything we've done for health, which I don't know whether the grave is saying, but we've done a lot of positive. I don't mind the positive thing, but as you know, I'm not keen on the health thing. It's not about that bit, because I'm afraid you're getting to too many things. I'm not watching for cancer. Well, we can gas around about cancer, and I would put in a line about my work with the Chinese doctors and the Russian doctors and all that kind of. That's very good stuff, but on health, I want to totally reject that there we've got to talk about our monsters. Advocated a program for the greatest taxes by somebody that gave $2. Compulsory on the church.
I am against that.
That's it. All right, fine. That's all I need.
It's a good
draw the line.
It's good, strong.
Draw the line.
It's all the line.
Yeah, so.
I think he would agree to that. Good. Talks about preserving the best of the church system.
Yeah.
And talks about the fine professionals.
The one thing that I think I would add in there, if you shouldn't get up on the positive side, is that. I talked to the dentist, and particularly proper dental care for young children, that in those early years, failure of proper dental care can affect their health. I suppose you could say their parents, but maybe we shouldn't mention that. That's the main one.
It can affect their abuse.
The girl, of course, it can be disastrous.
All right, that's deep.
All right. The man, you know, you can't, they're all sensitive about that. Down there, these poor dentists are like, so we
get something.
See, the dentists are for that. Yeah. They want a break, they want a program to help. I have talked to the head of the dentist now, it's all for the cold or something.
Yeah, okay.
So we can be positive to that extent.
Good job,
yes. Oh, yeah, I, it,
That's a lot of play for the New York Times, it's been much more.
Well, good, that's what you'll care about.
Yeah.
That's what you'll care about.
You got a picture, you got quite a big story.
That's what you want, you want. Well, that's what our people are, like people in Rock and Roll, they have a huge national plan to just play at the concert, it's a big.
It's the time, yeah.
Right, I heard that, I know that they start to lose control of these businesses, but anyway. Marvels. Would that be down there?
Yeah, good.
I think we have a pretty good outline. You know, I agree that you've got, that's your head up to me. You've got help ready by Brady, whatever, ready, we're done. If I go red, I don't really care about the style of the band, but, I mean, I'm not ready for mine, I just have to read it, then I have to, you know. There goes his goal, right?
Yeah. Everybody touches it up a little bit as it goes by.
Sure, and by the time it gets to me, it's good enough, and I've delivered it. You see, if I started spending a lot of time on these, it wouldn't be worth it. You know, it's worth it growing over. Now, I do a little, and I gas around a little bit, sure.
No, I think
but they come through, the writers now are getting more into it, the way I say it now, they're writing better now. I think actually they would do quite well, don't you?
I think you have some very good stuff.
Now,
you put them all together.
Now, you get this part of the book with this one. Tell Friday, I'll probably have to cut that one. Friday morning, before I get to Chicago, I'll try to do the help. And he gets the board calls, and I'll have to do it Saturday morning before I'm off to North Carolina. I'm going to take the book. The other one I will actually deliver. Got to have it ready to press early. I mean, so that is what you can do on that. What you can do is you can't get the pencil ready by Monday morning. So what I meant, if you have any problem, John, the editing can be done later just so you get the text that you can deliver. They have to notice whether I
can. No reason at all why we can't do that.
We're pushing pretty hard.
John Andrews is working on the technical.
As far as the president and his surrogates and the vice president are concerned,
clean.
Do you find it what?
Well, I just don't know quite how I handle it.
The bother that I have, of course, is that I will have to have some sort of a press conference. It's not a need, but I'm gonna wait.
Well, here's one thing that occurred.
I can't go out there until it is covered. I have not addressed myself to this in a press conference.
Here's one thing that occurred. Supposing that you were to say, or were to say to that an intensive investigation has been going on with regard to all of the taping and other allegations.
On both sides.
We have not said it as an internal investigation. We have not said anything to anybody about it because it would have immediately become a focal point. An effective investigation has to be conducted in press. As soon as that investigation is complete, the president wants the results of the investigation to be made known. Okay. Then that sets the stage for somebody, dean or major or somebody, to then make ourselves available. Say, okay, here's what we found out. Jacob did this and this, and Randy did apparently did this and this. An affidavit. Matter of fact, we took an affidavit from Sigourney, so that would tie in. And be able to say, look, there wasn't anything served by letting it be known that there was a White House investigation that was going on, because all that would have happened is everybody's phones would have rung all night, and it would have been much harder for us to deduce the truth. Now, we'll give you the results of that investigation. The president's position is that just call it a day. If any wrongs have been done, then they should write it, and we'll go forward from here.
The only problem.
Now, that
we don't want. The only person we really got in this whole deal with is probably Jacob. I don't want to destroy him.
I understand.
All of them is fortunately one step away.
Well, Jacob is in this position. Jacob recruited this guy. And basically cut it loose. Did not program. We can document Jacob about the country a lot of the time. So I think we can exculpate Jacob by and large. Compa, we may have some problems with, or we may have to make some disclosures. Incidentally, they settled the Compa fraud lawsuit a little while ago. They have to make disclosure of certain contributions up to March, but not the heavy ones.
Why did you try Compa call somebody with that?
They're so scared of that.
About what?
That their lawsuit is all for buyers. The boys were very smart. They got a couple of common cause members to intervene and assert an ultra vires defense, challenge the right of Gardner and common cause to act in this way, to sue a campaign. Well, that affects their tax exemption. So, we gave a waiver of the ultra vires defense in consideration of the dismissal of the lawsuit as to this particular theory.
Let me put this out.
Then a continuous, they've got the doors all programmed as to what they're going to say down there, which is that we get out of the business in a campaign and get these guys off our backs, and that's what we did.
But it's not a cause for it.
It's not a cause. That's a great victory for the American citizens.
What do they say about
it? Background. We're the background saying
that is
like the virus.
But isn't it? Those common causes, but we ought to disclose the rest.
Oh, well. Now, from March on, it has been set aside. We litigated after the first year.
Oh, yeah.
And
the
election. And I think that they could be the meantime, of course.
We're
after the election.
We're after the attack.
IRS will go after. Because we have to wait.
They sued anybody except our
candidate. And six of the seven members of their litigation committee are liberal Democrats.
Who's the
seventh? I don't know. Probably the liberal Republican. But anyway, that's now out of the way for the moment. If you think well of this idea, you might give it some thought. But it seems to me that the investigation group in the White House could consist of Dean Dick Moore, who is an attorney, and who has been in on this right from the beginning, and me. in our fence.
Good job, Jimmy.
Okay, by the way.
Right, we must get it out of the way before we get to the year.
Absolutely.
We must also remember that, normally, Saturday is wrong.
Yeah.
And doing it Saturday is the dangerous thing because they have a little bit of a conflict. And I'll say, well, after the election, we're going to invest.
there are years, and I get countless distress calls in the state of Washington right now.
They want me to come back.
Well, I'm sure that's the purpose of all things.
Well, so it's not that.
If it is easy for you to make a phone call,
oh, right, yeah, thank you.
Hey, that'd be a good thing.
But, I'm not looking at good.
I think probably so that you can explore it.
Probably need to get his troops.
Do a rally or something?
I could call him after the tolerance that tomorrow night. What I was thinking when I did with Tara is they have all of his 8% working together and after the telephone tomorrow, it'd be 8 o'clock my time, 5 o'clock his time. And I'd whack him. Call him then, how's that sound?
Let me see if I can read
it. Tell him to understand, tell him he doesn't have to have a hell of a lot.
That's right.
So the power used it, so it is the destruction.
Yeah,
I will call him and says, I'm sorry. But I'm in the middle of this, I want you to know I'm on it for you. That's 5:30 this time. That's time to make your morning papers. That's how the right line occurred.
That would work.
That makes the afternoons. I'll make you have a minute.
No, I was playing that. Well, that, to my way of thinking, of the bullets.
We've got to come in.
Well, here they are.
But John, how the fire silver bullet post without that, say, you're taking the FCC and trying to get after someone.
Well, there was this man. I think you could get away with it.
Just there you go.
This is what the president wants. And you're gonna have to do it. And you send it back over there and do it.
We'll get some more weapons on that information here pretty soon. But where Johnson goes off, I think we're going to fight for this team there. Probably the arms for that.
Well, so long.